Funding for WBUR comes from MathWorks, creators of MATLAB and Simulink software, accelerating the pace of engineering and science. Learn more at MathWorks.com.
For the first time in the state's history, Massachusetts has elected a woman to the U.S. Senate. Democrat Elizabeth Warren has unseated incumbent Republican Senator Scott Brown by an 8-point margin, 54-46%. WBUR's Fred Tice reports.
Elizabeth Warren began her career in politics by taking on Wall Street, and she promised to do the same now that she's headed to the Senate.
To all the small business owners who are tired of the system rigged against them, we're going to hold the big guys accountable.
Warren was lifted by a surge of voters in yesterday's election. When Scott Brown won 2 years ago, a little over 2 million people voted. Yesterday, more than 3 million people did. Warren's team was confident early on that many of those extra million voters would fall their way. The Massachusetts Democratic Party reached out to Democrats who had not voted in the last three elections, and many of them live in cities and are African American or Latino. And the lines in some neighborhoods in Boston and other cities were an hour long. Warren recognized the extent to which she owes her election to that grassroots effort.
This was a campaign that broke records, raising more money from small donors than any Senate campaign in the history of this country. That's right. And knocking on more doors than any Senate race in Massachusetts. Amazing campaign. And let me be clear, I didn't build that, you built that.
That last remark, of course, was a joke about her own comments during the campaign on what makes a successful business. Warren also recognized the historic nature of her election.
And despite the odds, you elected the first woman senator to the state of Massachusetts.
In his concession speech, Brown smiled warmly as he urged his supporters to accept defeat.
Listen, no, listen. She won it fair and square, folks. And she has received the high honor. She has received the high honor of holding the people's seat. And may she bring that Senate office. May she bring that Senate office great credit, just as I set out to do nearly 3 years ago.
Brown remains a popular figure, but voters cited other factors as more compelling. That was the case with Ryan Johnson, who cast a ballot for Warren in Weymouth.
I honestly don't have strong objections, or did not have strong objections, to Scott Brown. You know, I am very uncomfortable with a lot of senators' views in other parts of the country and the power that they would have if I voted for Scott Brown should the Republicans gain a majority in the Senate.
The cornerstone of Warren's campaign was that a vote for Brown was a vote for Republican control of the Senate. But her supporters cited other reasons to back Warren. Susan Smith, also in Weymouth, had several.
I've been following her for many years, actually, before I knew she had any political ambitions, and I just think she's a smart lady, and I'd just like to see the change. I'd like to see a woman representing Massachusetts.
Women helped elect Warren. A University of Massachusetts exit poll found that Warren had a 20-point lead among women, while the two candidates were pretty even among men. Warren's support among women transcended the fact of her gender, though. Libby Williams voted for Warren in Waltham.
She talks more about helping with education than Scott Brown.
Brown won most of the towns he won 2 years ago. The difference is in the margins. Warren cut into Brown's margins in the towns on his side. But more significantly, people who don't normally vote turned out for Warren in large numbers in the cities. For 90.9 WBUR, I'm Fred Tice.